There are two kinds of writing. The first is the kind that you have to do, otherwise you can't sit still. The kind that could go somewhere or could go nowhere. The second is the kind which you've agreed to do. Money is on the table, there's a deadline. In fact, the clock is ticking, and isn't it time you got down to it? I've done plenty of both, rather more of the latter. And for a long time, I was reasonably certain that the way I went about each one was different. After all, a deadline changes everything. I have to be organised, a little bit disciplined, and if there's research involved, I'll be locked into other people's work hours and habits. I take a train, I do my interviews, I use the library, and then I sit down terribly professionally at 9 in the morning and concentrate on turning out the product. 1,000 words for a newspaper or 70,000 words for a publisher. I used to put on a collar and tie in the early days just to get me in the right frame of mind. Writing for myself, on the other hand, that's the kind where either I sit at my keyboard for hours achieving nothing, or which wakes me up at 2 a.m. with the most devastating insight, and am I actually going to get out of bed and start work? Of course not. And yet, I can't stop thinking about it because, well, that's what creativity feels like. What they have in common, however, is a problem with quality control. Sometimes the 9 o'clock sharp routine works okay. Sometimes it produces a mass of dross. Same with the full-on follow your intuitions approach. I feel that I write better in the evenings, but then again, it's good to follow a daytime routine. Does it help to have Mozart playing in the background? Maybe it is the clothes I'm wearing. All I know is that I've never been able to work out a clear correlation between the kind of hours I put in and the end result, however committed, professional, creative I'm trying to be. Things which still read well even now, at the time, seemed to have written themselves, almost without reflection. Things which now look terrible, which were never really right in the first place, can be the product of hours of patient graft. Which makes me think that it must be the other bits of this writer's life, the things I do when I'm not writing, which improve the stuff I do write. All sorts of useful creative events happen at an unconscious level when I'm concentrating on another activity, sitting in the pub, going to a movie, getting the groceries, even reading someone else's book. I'm more productive when I outsource my thinking to a part of my mind that I can't keep an eye on. I realise that this could be taken as a procrastinator's charter, a manifesto for the incredibly easily distracted. But it isn't. It's just that, in all probability, the less time I spend actually writing, the better it gets.